Hello and welcome to the Fastest Lap podcast, helping you to stay up to date with the fast-moving world of Formula One. Big news today as Ferrari announces the departure of Sebastian Vettel. Who will replace him? What will Vettel do? Well, we'll talk about it. My name is Jan, and as ever, I'm with Vogel. Hello everyone to episode 187 of the Fastest Lap podcast. Vettel leaves Ferrari. After a lot of rumors over the last couple of weeks, it is now official that Ferrari will not extend or renew the contract of the four-time world champion. What are your first thoughts, Vogel?
I mean, it's a bit in shock initially. There was shock when that story broke. It's not really something I expected to hear this early on. Of course, we're in unique circumstances right now in that we don't have any races yet in the 2020 season. But even still, I wouldn't really have expected this to happen for another while yet. It is a bit of a shock.
But were you really that surprised? I was surprised, of course, yes. But I mean, you must have read the rumors that were going around that they offered him only 9 million or something. Like I'm sure you read these stories and you already knew that something in the team was going on, or you thought something was going on with Leclerc Vettel not having the number one status. So for me, I wouldn't say I expected it. I was surprised, yes, but I don't know, I can understand it, let's put it this way, but you know what I mean?
I can understand it as well, but I mean, it's still a major story. It's Vettel, when Vettel joined his team, it was massive. There was a path that he was going down to bring Ferrari back to championship success, and I mean, that journey has failed. We can say now that it's failed.
We do have 2020, so
well,
who knows?
We do, but hopefully we'll have 2020. But even still, I mean, he won't be the favorite going in. I pointed out on Twitter earlier that there is another season of F1 and he still has a chance to do things, but obviously he won't be the favorite going in. And even beyond that, it's and as well with Ferrari, like, even if 2020 gets underway, when they know that, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they fully back Leclerc this year now, after number one driver, because Vettel will be leaving. I do understand.
Yeah, and that's really the disadvantage for any driver if he announces that he's leaving that early on, right?
Yeah, of course. Vettel has his intentions, and he's obviously doing what he feels happy with. So, and it was pointed out that it was nothing to do with money at all.
It's always easy to say that.
Yeah,
to the
but
press.
I believe it. I believe it, to be honest. I don't see. I think Vettel, he's a very proud driver, and I think it's been made abundantly clear that he doesn't want to play a second driver to Leclerc, and I really do think that is the main reason behind the situation. I do believe that he was offered a lower salary. And much less than Leclerc, but I think the main thing was that Ferrari, especially with Leclerc signing that multi-year deal last year, I think it was made clear that they were putting their future in Leclerc, and that going forward he would be the favorite driver. And Vettel has, I think, too much pride for that to rest back and play that role, which I don't think there's anything wrong with.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I also believe him when he says that the money is not the reason. I mean, you have to expect that during his championship winning times, he earned a lot of money and also had a lot of sponsors, so money shouldn't be a problem in his life. But you mentioned the fact that he would have earned maybe the same as Leclerc or even less, who knows, I don't know. And I think, or I'm pretty sure that it played a part, because it signals, or Ferrari with that action signals, that Vettel is not worth to them as much as he was before. He's even or they value him less maybe than Leclerc, because that's what the salary is for. Basically, if you rate a driver highly, you would have paid him a bit more maybe. So I guess it's only putting in numbers what he felt maybe.
Yep, possibly. And also maybe another thing, you know, he tested the car preseason testing, maybe he
maybe he thought, oh god, we're so far off.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, you know. Vettel, he has enough experience of the situation. Maybe he knew driving that car that it wasn't a championship contender. Obviously, he knows so much more that, you know, what's been going on in the Ferrari factory behind the scenes. Maybe he knows that this year isn't the championship winning year for him. And, you know, beyond this year, I think it would have been Leclerc would have taken that step anyway to become the number one driver in Ferrari regardless. So there's probably plenty of factors that combined to Vettel making this decision. But you know, that's what it is, that's what's happened. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens next, but regardless, yeah. I mean, it makes me a little bit sad. I mean, I like Vettel. I've made no secret of that. In I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I don't consider myself a fan of any driver, but you know, I'm quite fond of Vettel. He comes across as a great guy, a real genuine guy that loves racing, loves Formula One from the bottom of his heart, and obviously went to Ferrari looking for that championship success that Michael Schumacher had, and that stretch of success, and it seemingly hasn't turned out that way. And of course, we'll have to get used to no. I mean, his radio messages as well with Ferrari have been some of the highlights over the past few seasons. So, of course, they've become some of the most iconic team radio moments ever in F1. So, it will be sad to see those things go. But we'll see what happens next for him.
Yeah, and the question really is, what will happen next for him? I'm sure you've read the announcement itself from Ferrari, and there was also a quote of Vettel in there, and especially one paragraph. When you read that, you thought like, where he was talking about his the current situation, like, well, in current times, you question what really matters to you in life, and I don't know, it kind of had something to it where you where you might think, is he thinking about retirement? Does he still want to travel the world? He has now kids at home. Does he want to spend time with his family? You know, these are the thoughts that come into my mind. But then on the other hand, as you said, he's a passionate racer. I somehow cannot, or I do not believe that he would just quit Formula One now that he's, how old is he, 30 something? So he still would have had some more years, or good years, in Formula One. So what do you make out of the statement? Do you think he will continue?
Well, I was going to mention his age as well. I mean, he's 32, which for an F1 driver, you would probably consider, well, in most terms, in most occasions, you would probably consider that 30 to 32, 33 age as maybe a driver in the peak of their career, because, you know, that's kind of the point where the your experience has built up to that point, but your body is, you know, still, you know, in great shape. But I mean, then you look at Kimi Raikkonen, who's there at 40, still doing good things, but
well, it's just his hobby, you know.
Yeah. But you know, it's you would assume that that kind of 30 age, kind of early to mid 30s is like the peak era of perhaps a driver's career, and yeah, he does. I think if he wants to, he could still have plenty more years in F1. He could easily have 5, 6, 7 more years in F1 if he wanted to. I would imagine. It's just whether he wants to do that or not. And I wonder, because he's been stuck at home because of the whole COVID-19 pandemic situation, I wonder if he's the time that he's been able to spend with his family, you know, if that's sort of what he meant in his statement as well. If he's realized that spending time with his family means more to him now than traveling the world and competing in Formula One, you know, which is something that Nico Rosberg brought up when he retired from the race, about his family. And so I would just wonder if that is where his priorities are now resting.
You mean that, of course, now, you know, this with the
story is now with, still very, very new, and it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, sorry.
It's still very new, and it's hard to know what mindset he's in. But I mean, if I was a judge right now, I can't tell. I think it's kind of 50-50 whether he stays in Formula One or not beyond this year.
Yeah, when I interrupted you, I wanted to ask whether you mean that now that with this corona situation, that he realized what he actually misses while not being at home. Maybe he does not want to miss any, I don't know, like the first steps of his children or something. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's obviously I'm not there in that part of my life yet, so I can't really understand the importance and the significance of those kind of things. But I do imagine that, you know, there is huge satisfaction and you know, significance in that part of living. And if that's what he wants to do from now on, then you know, that has to be respected. But it could come out that he's signed for another team on a multi-year deal soon. So yeah, I think right now it's just very early on and very hard to tell. But you know, at the same time, that allows us to talk about and evaluate all the potential opportunities that could come from this.
Yeah, definitely. And Martin Brundle on Twitter, he wrote a tweet saying that he knows that Vettel is in talks with one other team. So that points more to the case you just mentioned, and also to the fact that he just is a racer and wants to keep racing. But which team could that be? I mean, it's difficult to imagine. I mean, with Sebastian Vettel on the driver market, I would guess that many teams would want to have him as their driver. I mean, I do not know. It's 2021. Which seats are actually open? Is there, I mean, Red Bull, I think, already denied interest, but who knows if Albon doesn't perform this year, they could change their mind. But until that, I guess Vettel will have another seat. But other than that, Bottas has signed for 21, right?
No, but I was gonna say, can you imagine Vettel and Verstappen in the same team? No, you know, I really can't. I can imagine Hamilton and Vettel in the same team more than I can imagine Vettel and Verstappen.
Wouldn't that be something? Vettel and Hamilton at Mercedes.
Yeah, it would be. It would be pretty incredible. Which is something I've seen floated around on Twitter today, but I don't really think there's too much to that. I think the only way that Vettel could end up at Mercedes is if Hamilton, in an unlikely scenario, decides that he wants to go at Ferrari, because I think then Vettel would probably be the logical choice for Ferrari, or sorry, for Mercedes to come in and replace Hamilton. But yeah, that would be hugely significant. But to be honest, in my view, I think Vettel, I think there's only one option for him on the grid in terms of next year,
Maybe before we go to that, why do you think Mercedes wouldn't want to sign Vettel and replace Bottas? Of course, there is the chemistry between Bottas and Hamilton. There aren't any mind games as such, but I think Vettel and Hamilton, they respect each other, and wouldn't that be a huge marketing value for Mercedes also in Germany to sign four-time German world champion and basically have the two most recognized and famous drivers on the grid, basically, as their drivers?
Yeah, I mean, they like each other, they're good friends, but so was Hamilton and Rosberg before they became teammates. And I mean, of course, having two huge superstars like that, Vettel and Hamilton, in one team would be, you know, that's a mouth-watering scenario, getting those two in the same team. But of course, you know, it is right now, it is a possibility. While we don't know what's happening, it is a possibility, but I just don't see that coming together. I mean, I think Mercedes undoubtedly want to keep Hamilton because, you know, he is arguably the greatest Formula One driver of all time on the current grid. He's, you know, probably I would say the most complete driver. So, you know, they want to keep him. Bottas has proven, you know, over the last couple of years that perhaps he hasn't been quick enough to consistently challenge Hamilton, but he's been able to fend off competition and ensure that Mercedes secures the results in order to win both championships. So I don't see Mercedes wanting to disrupt that partnership at all. I'm not really sure if they do that to Bottas. I mean, then, you know, where, unless you know, that so Bottas go to Ferrari, which, I mean, years ago was a possibility when we used to talk about Kimi Raikkonen retiring. It was always, you know, in the 2015, 2016 years, it was always Bottas' name getting thrown in as his replacement at Ferrari, but obviously that never happened. But yeah, it's a really intriguing situation.
Yeah, and if you're Sebastian Vettel, you're a four-time world champion, you're used to winning races, being on the podium, of course you would look to Mercedes, at least I would. But of course, other names in the paddock are rumored to be interested in Sebastian Vettel, and I think the name that's currently basically in rumors the most is the McLaren name, and also some rumors say that maybe Renault could be interested in Vettel. But well, both of those teams are midfield teams currently, and the question really is, would you want to do that as Sebastian Vettel?
Well, I think if he wants to stay on the grid, he may not have much choice. And I was going to say what I was saying before, that I only see one spot on the grid for him next year, realistically. And I think that team is McLaren. I think that really is the only realistic option that Vettel has for him next year. And, you know, of course, that ties in with another driver that we'll, you know, story that we'll get onto. But, I mean, Vettel to McLaren, I mean, it was talked about months ago. I think Bernie Ecclestone said it, that he should go to McLaren. But yeah, it's a weird thought of Vettel, putting himself into a midfield team. And I think if he was to go to McLaren, you know, I don't see how he would go for a short term deal. I mean, that wouldn't really make sense, because, you know, McLaren, of course, are working their way back towards getting to the front of the grid. But, you know, on the other hand, they're getting Mercedes engines, you know, German engines. They're led by Andreas Seidel, who Vettel has worked with before, back in his rookie days of F1. So, you know, it isn't, I think it there's just as much chance right now of that happening as there is of Vettel retiring from F1 and leaving F1 completely. But for me, those are the only two options that I see. Either he'll end up at McLaren next year, or he'll won't be on the grid at all.
Yeah, I guess you are right although I would love to see him in a Mercedes and fight with Hamilton or against Hamilton. But yeah, as you said, there are not many other teams that are actually capable of paying a salary to Vettel that he would agree on. So why don't you think Renault is an option? Is that tied to the situation with the Ferrari seat?
Yes. That's
okay. So why don't you think that Ricciardo will get the seat? Of course, I mean, we've read many rumors now also to regarding the topic who will replace Vettel and who will drive alongside Charles Leclerc for 2021. Well, there were rumors, or the list basically had three names on it. First, we had of course Carlos Sainz, then we had Daniel Ricciardo, and I guess also Giovinazzi would have been on that list for Ferrari to look through different driver options. So, but well, as I said, many sources actually say that Carlos Sainz is not 100% sure, but 90%, let's put it that way.
I think it's more than 90%.
Really?
Yeah, what I've heard is that the deal is virtually done, and that it could
but
be...
But it's so weird.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that Carlos Sainz could drive a Ferrari.
Yeah, but, I mean, of course, we'll wait for official official announcements, which could come sooner than expected, so, you know... We'll have to ensure that we get an episode out then too. But I think, yeah, Sainz is looking like the driver that's stepping into that second Ferrari seat, which is, I mean, to be perfectly honest, it's going to be weird regardless of who steps into that seat. I mean, yeah. Ricciardo has long been linked with a Ferrari seat. You know, he has Italian heritage. He's a proven driver, but... would Ricciardo and Leclerc work? I mean, Ricciardo,
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, Ricciardo and Verstappen worked pretty well for Red Bull, bar a couple of coming togethers. But at the same time, you know, one of the biggest reasons that Ricciardo left Red Bull was because it was clear that Red Bull were putting Verstappen as the number one driver. And to me, it seems clear that Leclerc is becoming the number one driver at Ferrari. So, you know, that's kind of a difficult scenario for him. But I've heard that financially, Sainz is a better option for Ferrari. He has experience. You know, he's not an inexperienced driver anymore. He has over 100 Grand Prix to his name. You know, he's had some pretty sturdy teammates with Verstappen, Hülkenberg, who is another name that I think should be considered. Nico Hülkenberg to Ferrari, yeah. Why not? Actually, just while I'm on that, I'll just say, I mean, Hülkenberg, when I was originally thinking, he was one of the first drivers that came to my head because he has all the experience. I don't know how many Grand Prix he had, but what, 10 seasons in F1? He's consistent. He's made a few errors here and there, but for the most part, he's very consistent. And I think Hülkenberg would be more than happy to play number two driver to Leclerc.
If Vettel retires, he could have an option at McLaren. Who knows?
Yeah, potentially. But then I've also heard that should Vettel retire, that Daniel Ricciardo will switch to McLaren. it's all a big window.
So Hülkenberg back to Renault.
Yeah. Well, then in that case, I would have to guess that Christian Lundgaard, the F2 driver, depending on how he does in F2 this year, would get that seat for Renault. But I mean, that's
and depending on how Ocon does, because if Ocon still kind of feels like a rookie to Renault, I guess they wouldn't want to have two rookies in the car.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think Ocon should be fine. I'm pretty confident that he should do a good job there. But I've kind of gone down a bit of a path there about who could replace who. What I'm hearing is that Sainz is pretty much there with Ferrari, and that a deal could be announced in the next few days. You know, confirmation of that.
So Leclerc and Sainz. I mean,
we should wait. We'll wait, obviously, until it's official.
Yeah, of course, we will have to wait. But I mean, if you look through the history of Ferrari, there have always been big names in their cars. I mean, just look back through the 2000s. You had Schumacher, you had Alonso, you had Raikkonen. Always big names. But now, well, we kind of have two young and promising drivers, but it kind of is a different strategy now Ferrari is now using with the drivers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But again, you know, I think Charles Leclerc is potentially in terms of young drivers, he's one of the most talented young drivers that we've seen in a long time. You know, him and Verstappen are kind of, I guess, the two wonder kids of F1 in recent years. And provided that he's consistent, he will have a long future at Ferrari. So it's really strange, but I find it extremely weird that if Sainz does get confirmed now at Ferrari, that he will have almost the exact same career path as his idol Fernando Alonso. Because Alonso debuted at Minardi, which was Toro Rosso, where Sainz made his debut. Then after that, Alonso switched to Renault, which Sainz did. Then Alonso moved to McLaren, which Sainz did. And now he could be going to Ferrari, which Sainz did. So, you know, that's really, really peculiar. But yeah, I mean, Sainz, I'm sure Sainz knows that he's, you know, what he's getting into at Ferrari should he go there. But, you know, I'm just thinking, what if Ferrari are banking on the possibility that Leclerc doesn't live up to expectations in the coming years, and will they have Sainz there to take over that number one role within the team? You know, it's really intriguing, because Sainz, of course, is, you know, by F1 terms, quite a, well, depending how you look at it, but he still is quite a young driver. He's only, what, 20, 25?
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, I know rookies are getting younger and younger, but, you know, when you're 25, you could still have 14, 15 years in F1 if you wanted to. So,
And I mean, he's a very talented driver. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not as big as of a name as maybe like Raikkonen, Alonso, or whatever, but he just is a very quick driver in all categories. And so, yeah, this will be interesting to see how he performs against Leclerc generally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could talk about that more anyway, if and when and if it gets confirmed. There'll be much more talking points on that, but it's all, while we still don't have the official confirmation, it's always fun to speculate about what could happen. But yeah, once we know more, obviously we'll be able to sit down and discuss and predict how these drivers could come up against each other. But I think definitely the next week or so in F1 is going to be very, very intriguing. So yeah, be sure to keep an eye on the headlines and see all the latest developments, because I mean the Vettel story has really blown the market wide open. So especially this early on in the season. So yeah, we'll see.
So we might record another episode next week, who knows, but so before we end this week's episode, you said during the episode that you think it's a 50-50 chance of Vettel retiring or going to McLaren. What's your gut feeling? What do you think he will do?
Well, I know which one I want to happen. I don't know, it's so difficult to choose. If you're asking me to predict right now, I would say that he's going to retire, but that's a very difficult thing to say, because at the same time I almost equally think that he will end up at McLaren next year. But I'm going to stake and say that he's going to retire at the end of the year. About you?
Yeah, it's difficult. I do not think that he will retire, because I think he's just not old enough, and he just loves racing. So, I mean, he ordered that sim racing kit we talked about in our last episode. So I just can't see him retiring that early. It will be weird, or it would be weird, to see him in a midfield team, but I just cannot see it. And of course, that's what we both hope. We both do not hope that he retires at that age and that this is the last season with Sebastian Vettel. So yeah, let's hope that if he really decides to retire, he announces that like kind of early, so that it's not too, or I guess he has to announce it early because other teams do want to confirm their driver lineup anyway. So yeah, will be interesting to see how that plays out, and as you said, next couple of weeks will be really, really interesting. So we are really looking forward to that, and we'll also talk about all the major headlines here in our podcast. So until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.